Okay, let's get into Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Aleph. And this is a Perek that Yeshayahu might be at his best. Yeshayahu, it's unbelievable, inspiring Perek. And if we've had Churban discussed and destruction discussed most of the time in the first 10 Prakim, this Perek is all Mashiach. This Perek is all about what's going to be. You know, we try to imagine Yeshayahu Anovi Bimos HaMashiach will be Zocha Bezron to dance in a circle. We'll have Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. They'll all be dancing with us. He already foretold what's going to happen. This Perek is about Yimos HaMashiach. So 100 years before the Churban by his Rishon, Yeshayahu is already talking about what's going to be in the distant future. Why is this here? Because he is giving a nevuah about what's going to happen in the days of Chizkiyahu and Sancherev, as we discussed at the end of the last parak. But then comes Yeshayahu and says, but that's not going to be the ultimate, that's not going to be the final stage. There's going to come a time when it's going to be peaceful, where it's going to be everybody living in harmony, there's going to be Achdus, the whole universe is going to be at peace with itself. And that is the time, Yimos HaMashiach, how it is described, a number of famous psukim in this perek. Let's get started. Perek Yud Aleph. Again, a very distant nevuah. This nevuah is 2,000 years old. It has not happened yet, and we wait for the day that it is going to be fulfilled. Says the perek, V'yatza choter migeza yishai v'netzer misharashav yifra. And again, remember, we said last time, this is the haftorah for in Chutz La'aretz Shmini Shel Pesach, the last day of the Chodesh HaGeula. We talk about the ultimate Geula. So the first pasuk says, a choter, a stick will go out from Geza Yishai, from the Geza, from the stump, Geza is a stump of a tree, of Yishai, v'netzer misharashav Yefreh. And also a sprout will go forth from the root, right? It's talking about Malchus Beis David, called Yishai. Yishai is the father of David. Yishai is the father of Malchus Beis David. And that's why they attribute it to him. We know the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra and Shabbos, Yishai was one of the four people who never sinned. But David HaMelech was the one, obviously, that was the famous one, gets the credit. Both the Malbim a little more extensively, and the Meshech Chachma, in his commentary to the Haftarah for Pesach, point out that this is not just, this phrase is not just, Kefel HaInyan B'Milim Shonot, right? Saying two things the same way. No, there's two different messages here. There's a Geza and a Shoresh. What's the difference? Geza is a stump. It's still above the ground. Shoresh is a root. It's underneath the ground. And Geza, choter from a geza is a continuation of the stump. It goes into a tree, right? Shoresh, when something is only a root, when it grows, it's something new. That's a netzer, that's a new growth. Says the Malbim, says the Meshech Chachma, this is referring to the two ways that Mashiach could come. Mashiach could come right now, says Yeshayahu HaNavi, meaning right after the previous Nevuah, in the days of Chizkiyahu. As the Gemara says, though, Bnei Yisrael weren't Zocha during the days of Chizkiyahu to get Mashiach. But that would have been continuing the stump. There was a She'eris, there was a little bit left at that time, and would have grown. That would have been Geza Yish, Choter Migeza Yishai. But if it doesn't happen, says Yeshayahu, then we'll have to wait thousands of years when it's going to be covered up already. It's just going to be a Shoresh. But then Netzer, it's still going to happen, right? That's also related to the Gemara that we'll have based on a pasuk later on of Beita Achishena. There are ways that it might come quickly, Mashiach, and there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already has dictated that it's going to happen. That's what the Malbim says. The Netzer Misharashav Yefreh, Shehu Im Lo Yizku Lihigo El Ata, V'Yavru Idan V'Idanim Ad Shagam HaGeza Yisbatel, Shehu Shetufsak Malchus Beisavon Mikol V'Chol. And that's what happened, right, with the Churban. Baram Iker Sharshoi Ba'ara Shvuku, the roots are still in the ground. V'Lo Yishaya Raka Sharash HaTamun Ba'ara Bilti Misra, you don't see it. Mikol Makom B'Yigia Hazman Az Yifre Netzer Min HaSharash Shezemit Yachim Hakodem. Those are the two ways that it might come, and that's what Yeshayahu was referring to here. It could come in the time of Chizkiyahu, if we are Zocha, and if not, it will come later. So that's the first pasuk Yeshayahu says. There's going to sprout forth. Mashiach is going to sprout forth. Earlier or later, but it's going to happen. And then the following pasuk is quoted. And again, this is a pasuk that we say in davening. We'll get to that by Hashem soon. V'nacha alav ruach Hashem, and on him, on Melech HaMashiach, will rest the ruach Hashem. Ruach chachma uvina, ruach etzu gvura, wisdom, sage advice, ruach das, v'yiras Hashem, knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, yiras Hashem, the Malbim says, everything in the pasuk is worthless without the last one, without yiras Hashem. Ki adas below hayira, ain't a klum. V'chein yira below das, ain't a yodea, mimi, hu yira. So you need both. You need that Yiras Hashem, as the pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, he otsaro, as we've spoken about in other contexts. This pasuk, as we know, is referring to Malach HaMashiach, that he is going to have the Ruach Hashem on him. We mentioned once earlier in the Sefer, but we'll mention it again. The Rambam describes the Malach HaMashiach in two places, in Hilchas Tshuva and at the end of Mishnah Torah in Malachim. In Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam says, based on this pasuk, the end of the ninth parak, why do we yearn for Mashiach so much? Because we want to serve Hashem. That's why, in all of the anti-Semitism in the nations that want to hurt us, the Yimsu Lahem Margoa, the Yirbu B'Chachma will have calmness and serenity to serve Hashem. That's why we want Mashiach. The year bu b'chachma kadei sheyizku l'chayolam haba l'fi sheba osan hayamim tar behadea v'achachma v'ha'emes. In those days there'll be such dash, as the pasuk says. This is also in our parak. Ki mala aretz deyas Hashem kamayim layam chasim. We'll get to that by Hashem soon. V'ne'emar v'asirosi eslev ha'even mibsarchem. Another pasuk, Mipnei she'oso hamelech she'yamun bi'zera David. This is the important part for now. That king that will come from Zera David, Baal Chachma Yihyeh Yoser Mishlomo. He's going to be wiser than Shlomo Hamelech. The Navi Gadol Hu Karov Mimoshe Rabbeinu. He'll be a prophet just under Moshe Rabbeinu. Lefichach, Yomar Kol Adam V'Yore, Yelamid Kol Adam V'Yore Osam Derech Hashem V'Yavo Kol HaGoyim L'Sham O. And all the goyim will also come. Shene emar v'haya b'achris ha'yamim nachon yiyah habreis Hashem barosh ha'arim, as we said earlier. V'sof ha'schar kulo v'atova v'achrona she'in la'hevzak v'al'giron hi'chay olam habab, as the Rambam continues. So that's based on this pasuk, that he's going to be a chacham, even greater than Shlomo HaMelech. Right? That's what Rambam writes also, what he's going to do in the end of Mishnah Torah, in Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Yud Beis of Mishnah Torah, of Sefer Hilchas Malachim. Says the Rambam, Al Yala, we'll read that soon, but the Rambam talks about him too there. It's a fascinating Ha'ar Rinas Yitzchak has. Rabbi Yitzchak Soratzkin says, we say this pasuk, as we know, by Kriyas HaTorah, by Hotsah Sefer Torah on Yontif. Before the Kriyas HaTorah, we add in a special tefillah, and we daven, v'zakenu shetishra shechinas aleinu, v'hofa aleinu ruachach movina, v'yizkayim banu mikra shekasuv, v'nachala ruach Hashem ruachach movina, v'chulu. Ask the Rinas Yitzchak. This pasuk is talking about Melech HaMashiach. How wise he's going to be, he's going to have a ruach Hashem on him, and what does that do with us? We say, Hashem, let us have the ruachach movina, as it says, the Mashiach is going to have it. What does Mashiach have to do with me? Says the Ridas Yitzchak, maybe based on the Ramban in Parshas Vayetze, where the Ramban talks about by Shostoldos, the wells, the three wells that the Avdei Yitzchak dug are the three Batei Mikdash, but there, the Medrash is quoted, Shesham Shoavin Ruach HaKodesh. In the Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael reached the levels of Ruach HaKodesh. Chazal say that Yonah was first merited to Ruach HaKodesh by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Maybe that's the message. Melech HaMashiach is going to always have the Ruach Hashem, but on Yontif, when we're all going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, by Aliyah L'Regel, Kshakol Echad Shoev Ruach HaKodesh, HaYizochin Gamkein, SheYanuach Aleim Ruach HaMovina, will be Zoche, to at least certain levels of the Ruach HaMovina, and that's what we daven on Yontif. V'zakenu Shetishra Shechinasa Aleinu, V'hofa Aleinu Ruach HaMovina, because we'll be on that level, or at least in the league of Melech HaMashiach. That's what we daven for by quoting this pasuk. So that's this pasuk, Menachah Alav Ruach Hashem. And next pasuk, Vaharicho B'yiras Hashem. An amazing phrase. He will scent B'yiras Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Vaharicho B'yiras Hashem. So the way the Gemara understands it, and the Rishonim quoted here, is that he'll have a certain halachic intuition, like he'll smell the halacha. He'll smell, he'll get it, he'll smell it. He won't even need to look or to listen. It'll be such a chacham and so be able to look and recognize and realize what the halacha is. He won't even need to look at the evidence. The Radak says it will be so easy for him. Bim'at havana yargish b'nei adam atom v'aroyim. Like they say, certain amazing people that can look at your face and know all of your life. Right, whether it was said about the Arizal or others, Melech HaMashiach, we can't fathom. V'lo yitztarech l'ri'yaz einayim l'mishpa ozen, b'shafto b'nei adam l'ochiyach osam. Again, the Rinas Yitzchak says, you can't judge as a shofet based on instinct. So either, he doesn't suggest this, but either it means that he'll have such a sense, but he'll know which evidence to look at, and he'll be able to judge based on just the little evidence that he needs. Or the Reader's Pesach said, maybe this will be Midin Melech. Midin Melech, you always have more flexibility. You don't have to go through the normal channels. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that this idea of a Haricho B'Yiras Hashem is what's called Morach Vadoin. Morach Vadon, Tzadi Gimel Amabez. Mashiach's going to have this power. He's going to be able to smell. And he's going to be able to know with certainty what the law is. And this is how the Gemara says they tested Bar Kochva. Bar Kuziba, Malach Tartin Shinu Palga. For 2.5 years he was the king. As we know, Rabbi Akiva thought he was going to be the Melech HaMashiach. And there, he said to Rabbanan, Amr Rabbanan Ana Mashiach. Amrulay, they say, well, b'Mashiach siv de Morach Vadoin. Yishayahu HaNavi said that Mashiach's going to have to be Morach Vadoin to know the halacha. Boom! Nechzi anani Morach Vadoin. Let's check him out. Kiva de Chazyu de lo Morach Vadoin. Once they saw that he wasn't Morach Vadoin, that was it. He eventually was killed, and they didn't believe him anymore. That's what the Rabbi Schwab says also about Shabtai Tzvi and all the other false messiahs, right? If you're not on the level of Morach Vadon, you know everything perfectly and easily and have a halachic instinct that comes naturally, so then you can't be Mashiach. So v'haricho b'yiras Hashem, and that's what we daven for, to be able to be zoche to such a personality. V'shafat b'tzedek dalim, and he will judge the poor, who we just spoke about in the last parak, were taken advantage of, but he will judge them straight. V'ochiach b'meisha la'anvei aretz, v'hika aretz b'shevet piv, and he will fight and knock out all the enemies. Ubruach svasav yamis resha, and with his words, he will kill the wicked. What does that mean? With his words, he'll kill the wicked. Either it means literally that he'll be powerful, like the Rambam describes at the end of Mishnah Torah. He'll set up an army, and they'll fight the wars until they have peace in the world. Rav Hirsch is quoted as like, no, maybe it means in the Ruach Svatayim, with what he says, he'll be so convincing and so inspiring. Yomis Resha, the Resha inside each and every one of us, will be destroyed, and everybody will be inspired to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayat Tzedek Ezer Masnav, Emuna Ezer Rechalatzav, Tzedek and Emuna will be part of who he is. And now we have maybe the most famous pasuk, one of the top three famous psukim in all of Sefer Yeshayahu. V'gar ze'ev im kevesh, and the wolf will lay with the sheep, v'namer im gdi yerbatz, and the leopard with the gedot will be able to share the same pasture. The egel ukfir umari yachtav, a cow, a young lion. The nar katono hegbam, and a little kid be playing around in the lion's den. All the animals will get along with each other. So how do you understand this pasuk? But just first finish. That's the famous one. But I'll continue. Ufarav adov terena, bears and cows will get along. Yachtav yirbitzu, yaldeyan, va'arye kabakar yochal tevin. Lions will eat tevin, will eat straw. V'shiesha yonek al chorpasen. Children will put their hands on the hole of a snake, of a viper, of a dangerous snake. The Radak explains, because they'll look into the hole, they'll see something shining. And that's the eye of the snake, but they'll think it's like something alight. They'll stick their hand in, and they'll do that, and there won't be any negativity, anything dangerous. That's what is described. So how are we supposed to understand these psukim? Major machlokas rishonim. The Radak quotes three different opinions. It's also a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. First, the Radak says, Yesh befarshim ki bibos ha-mashiach yischal fu tivei achayas ha-behemus. Take it literally. During the times of Mashiach, the animal's nature will be changed. Lions won't be combative, and maybe they won't even be carnivores, right? The zev, all the animals will get along. The yashuv l'mashayah b'tchilas abriyo b'tevas noach. It'll go back to what it was before the Mabul, and maybe in Gan Eden. This is also the opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas B'chukosai, on the Pasuk, V'hishbati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. What does that mean? The Ramban says, they're not going to be raw anymore. They're going to be animals, they're going to be lions and tigers and bears, but they're not going to be attacking anymore. Hine, says the Ramban, B'briyaso shel olam nomar b'chayo sh'natan lam e'sev l'achla, u'kol chaya sa'aretz, u'kol ova shamayim, yorik e'sev l'achla. And that's what it was. That was their teva. Later on, they got to eat teref, v'chulu. But says the Ramban, Alkein amar kasuv, al yimei ha-goel, ha-yotzei migeza yishai, talking about our perek, she-yashuv ha-shalom ba-olam, v'yachdal ha-teref, v'kol chayarok, ha-shar ha-yabitivam, mitzchila. We're going back to what it was earlier. Vakavana ha'isa bo'al chizkiyo, shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asosu Mashiach, v'lo also schusam l'kach, via ma'isa al ha'mashiach la'asid lavo. Right, so according to that last line of the Ramban, these psukim, this parak, could have been, Yishayo could have been describing Yemos HaMashiach in the time of Chizkiyo, if they weren't Zoche. It just so happens we weren't Zoche, so therefore it's describing what's going to happen thousands of years later, b'mheir of Yameinu. But that is Wampsha, that take it literally. The animals are going to change their nature. The Rambam, and that's the second shot that the Radak says, no, it's all a mushal. It's all a mushal. Lions and tigers and bears are mishalim for nations that are attacking us, that fight with each other. It's all a mushal, says the Rambam, in the end of Mishnah Torah, where he describes what is going to happen. Al ya'ale al halev, shebi yemos ha-mashiach yivatel davar mi-minhago shel olam. Don't think that when Mashiach comes, things are going to be different. O yesham chidish b'maisa breishis. They're going to be a different nature, natural law. Ela olam ki-minhago noheg. No, the world's going to function just like it is today. V'zeshen emar b'yishayo. What about Yishayo ha-navi, says the Rambam. V'gar zeivim keves v'namerim g'dir butz mashal v'chida. It's a mashal. It's a metaphor. In Yana Davar, says the Rambam, Sheyu Yisrael Yoshvin Lavetach Imrishe Ha'olam Hamishulim Bizeev Vinamer. Jews and non-Jews, everybody will get along with each other. V'yachzeru kulam l'dasa emes. They'll all recognize Hashem, whether it's with 613 or with 7. V'lo yigzalu, v'lo yashchisu. Ela yochlu davar hamutter benachas ki Yisrael. Shneamar, that's what it means the lion's going to eat straw. It means everybody's going to eat mutter. V'chein kol kayotze be'elo advar maksuvim b'inyan ha-mashiach mishalem heim. They're all not to be taken literally. U'bimos ha-melech ha-mashiach, and the Rambam says, you want to know exactly what everything means? You gotta wait till Mashiach comes. Yodeo bimos hamelach haMashiach yodeo lakol leize davar hayumashol uma inyan ramuz bohem. So machlokas between the Ramban in Bichukosai and the Rambam here in Hilchos Malachim, and then the Radak adds one more point, a third idea. Maybe it's specifically related to Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael is going to have a special Teva, and maybe not the rest of the world. V'hanachon, says the Radak, ki teva hachayas lo tischalev. I agree. The animals aren't going to change nature. V'yitrufu v'yochlu basar kamoshi imosim ata. They're going to eat meat. Elef tiechis Yisrael. Shachayos haroz lo yaziku b'chol Eretz Yisrael. As the psukim continue to say, al har kachi. So regarding Eretz Yisrael, it's going to have a special, special protection. This machlokes might have the roots already in the Medrash. The Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim writes a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, how to understand that pasuk in Bechukosai. Vishbati chaya ra'a min haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'avira min ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hashem promises to remove them from the world, meaning the nature is not going to change. Hashem just might make them extinct. Rabbi Shimon omer mashbisan shelo yazuku. Rabbi Shimon says he'll be mashmis chaya ra'a because he's going to make them not into chaya ra'as. He's going to change them from a chaya ra'a to a chaya tova. That's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What does the word hishbati mean? I think I mentioned in a parshish here a number of years ago, an unbelievable connection between three times the Torah uses the word lahashbis. Here's one, vishbati. Rabbi Yehuda says it means total destruction. Rabbi Shimon says no, just changing the nature of something could also be hishbati. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have another machlokes about destroying chametz, where the Torah says tashbisu. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to burn it. You have to totally destroy it. Like here, you have to get rid of it. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Who's the chahu of the chachamim? The bar plug to Rabbi Yehuda? No, mefar v'zor al aruach amatel hayam. Crumple it up. Change what it is. Change the essence, and that's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And maybe this could even, I might have heard this in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, maybe it could even connect to the Malach HaShem Yisricha L'Gufa Machlokas, where Rabbi Shimon says, what's Malach HaShem Yisricha L'Gufa? It is an action that has a different essence than what was done in the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, so what, it has a different essence? It's physically here, it exists, and you're going to be Chayiv. That's called a Malacha. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you change the essence of it, so it's not the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan. And the Shabbat, on Shabbos, it says, Avayam HaShvi Tishbos. So, interesting, triple Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but that's related to this Machlokes here. So, everything's going to change, and then we have Pasuk Tes, Lo Yareyu V'lo Yashchisu. They will not destroy, even though, says the Malbim, the animals don't have seichel or intellect, even so, they'll be affected. Lo yareyu v'lo yashchisu b'chol har kachi. Why? Ki malah ha'aretz de'as Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. Because Torah knowledge, a connection to Hashem, is going to be all over the world, like water covering land. The Malbim says, because when people are acting on a such high level, the whole world and environment is affected. Right? Same idea is mentioned by the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach. The animals also were mizdavig l'sheina minam. How does that make sense? How could a horse have a taiva for a cow in the days of the Mabul? The answer is because if people had those taivas, then it goes into the air and the animals are affected as well. So the Malbim says something similar here. There's going to be so much das, and the people are going to be so on such a level that even the animals are going to be affected. And this is the pasuk that the Rambam ends Mishnah Torah with. This pasuk in Yeshayo is amazing. This perek should be whenever we get down or we're upset about something or we're having a bad day, we should just read over Yeshayo Perek Yud Aleph. Just read about what we dream about and think about what these psukim are. The Rambam says at the end of Mishnah Torah, "V'lo yiyah, the time of Mashiach, v'lo yiyah esek kol ha'olam elo l'da'as es Hashem bilvad." That's it. That's going to be the taiva for everyone. L'fichach yiyu chachamim gedolim v'yodim dvarim stumim amukim. The great rabbis who know all hidden things. The yasigu das barim k'vikoach adam. Everybody will know the depths. Shenemar. The verb deya, Rav Shwa points out, deya is always an intensity of knowledge. Not knowing that Hashem exists, but having a direct connection and understanding. Right? That's deya, like v'adam yadas chave ishto. That's where deya is used. And we continue. Again, this parak is jam-packed. V'yabayamahu on that day, shoresh yishai, asher omi l'nei samim, elav goyim yidroshu. And Mashiach will be inspiring. And now he describes Kibbutz Golias. Vayabayamahu Yosef Hashem Shenis Yado. Hashem will a second time bring everyone to bring the nation and create the nation. Liknosis Shar Amo. What do you mean the second time? Rashi the Radak, all the Mefarshim say. Bayasheni really wasn't a second time. It wasn't a second time. Because it wasn't a full geula. The Beis HaMikdash was, the Kodesh Kadashim was empty. It was missing the five Nisim that the Gemara in Yuma describes. So it was a major difference. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky expands upon this beautifully in Parshas Bo, where he says it was a stopgap measure that we needed, because if we didn't get back for a couple hundred years to give us a little chizik, we would never have survived the thousands of years galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little geula, but that's not really a full geula, and that's why here it says Shenis. The second time, the first time was Yisias Mitzrayim, the second time is going to be Yemos Haga, Yemos HaMashiach, and it's going to dwarf everything that happened. Hashem will bring us back from all the places. Asher, Mitzrayim, Pasros, Kush, Elam, Shinar, Chamos, Vinasa, Neis, Lagoyim, and Hashem will raise a flag. The Mitzvot David said, it's like Hashem will let all the nations go. Okay, time to send them back. And all the nations of the world will send the Jews back. V'yasav netchei Yisrael, unefutzos Yehuda yikabes v'yarbakan fos haaretz, our bracha in Shmona Esrei, of Tekah B'Shofar. He's based on this pasuk. Me'arbakan fasaret. That's what it's based on. Visara, and he has a great thought. Visara kines Ephraim, Visara Yehuda yikaresu. Inner jealousy amongst the Jewish people will stop. There won't be jealousy of Ephraim and Yehuda. There'll be ultimate achdus, the real achdus that we dream of. Achdus based on Torah and based on innate connection to Hashem. Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yatzar es Ephraim. Rashi here quotes, the two Mashiachs will get along with each other. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Which is interesting, because some other Midrashim talk about two Mashiachs, that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die during Gog u'Magog. We don't exactly know. We don't know anything about what these psukim and these midrashim mean, but that is what is described, that there will be achdus and we will be connected to each other in that way. Interesting, Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, where one of the ten nisim that took place at the Beis HaMikdash every day was that nobody complained that it was too squeezy. V'lo amar adam l'chaveiro, tsar li amakom sha'alin b'Yerushalayim. So the Torah Tamima writes there in the Baruch Sha'amar, it doesn't say that it wasn't squeezy. It wasn't stuffy. It was squeezy and stuffy, but nobody complained about it. That's the nace. Because if you feel ba'achdus, you're not going to complain. You're just happy to be there. Shelo amru me'olam lo hayat sar li amakom. B'lashon stami. No. It says, it was, but they didn't complain about it. So, hayat sar achanes hayashe betoch hamon am kazeh. Shenis kabetz beregel b'Yerushalayim. Hayashorer ahava v'yachva ad ki kol echa lo hirkish b'doch hakamakom. He didn't feel it. Right? So, if we'd be squeezed together in the back of a car with a stranger, in the back, it's kind of like uncomfortable and I don't like it. But if I'm squeezed next to my wife, yeah, it's fine, because we, you know, if you love each other, so then you don't mind being squeezed together. So that's the ultimate, what we dream about. Well, all of Klal Yisrael are so ba'achdus. When we're squeezed together, it's okay. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin, when our love was great, we could be on the edge of a knife, and we'd be able to lie down. And when we didn't like each other, you could have a huge bed. And it wouldn't be big enough. But that's what's described here, that the ultimate achdus, that's going to happen. And then, just at the end of the parak, it talks about a future Kriyas Yamsuf. The Hecher Mashem es Lashon Yam Yitzrayim, the sea by Egypt, and the sea of the Euphrates up north is going to be dried out. It's going to be made into seven little rivers, tributaries. They're going to be V'haitha Mesila. There's going to be dry land in between for all of the nations, also the 10 tribes. The Asara Aseres HaShvatim that are also, B'ezras Hashem, going to come back. All of Klal Yisrael are going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. An unbelievable parak here in Sefer Yeshayahu. Okay, we'll have to stop here before we get to the next parak, which is only 6 psukim long. B'ezras Hashem, we'll do that next time.